The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. Hello, everyone, and we're going to start off with the Raleigh Little Theater. And that's because individual tickets for Raleigh Little Theater's 2019-2020 season are now on sale. There are additional events scattered throughout the season's calendar, including sensory-friendly performances of select family shows. So here is the calendar for 2019-2020 season. July 19th through the 28th, it is Antigone. Antigone, defying her uncle's decree that her brother should remain unburied, challenges the morality of man's law overruling the laws of the gods. The clash between her and her uncle, with its tragic consequences, have inspired continual reinterpretation. August 16th through September 1st, it's A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. Monty Navarro, a distant heir to a family fortune, sets out to speed up the line of succession by using a great deal of charm and a pinch of murder. Monty's murderous romp is filled with unforgettable music, nonstop laughs, and doomed heirs who meet their ends in the most creative and side-splitting ways. Sunday, September 15th, it is Raleigh Symphony Orchestra Fall Pop Concert. That's at Raleigh Little Theater, Scotty Stevenson Amphitheater at 3. Saturday, September 21st, Groove in the Garden 19. Raleigh's favorite celebration of homegrown music returns for its fifth year in the beautiful Stevenson Amphitheater and the Raleigh Rose Garden at Raleigh Little Theater. This annual festival features a total of 8 live performances on 2 stages, local food and drinks, art vendors, a kids zone, and more. September 27th through October 13th, Blood at the Root, based on the true story of Jenna Six. 6 black students who were initially charged with attempted murder for a school fight after being provoked with nooses hanging from a tree on campus. This bold ensemble drama examines the miscarriage of justice, racial double standards, the crisis in relations between men and women of all classes, and as a result, the shattering state of black family life. October 25th through November 3rd, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. Charles Schulz's beloved comic comes to life in Clark Gessner's classical musical, and the whole gang is here. Bossy Lucy is hopelessly in love with piano prodigy Schroeder, who doesn't give her the time of day. Perfectionist Sally is still mocking blanket-toting Linus. Snoopy's in the doghouse. And Blockhead himself, Charlie Brown, is in rare form. There is a sensory-friendly performance of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, on November 9th. Okay, December 6th through the 22nd, Cinderella. This musical comedy is a holiday sugar plum for the whole family. Just the right mixture of comedy and romance can add the sparkle of magic to your holiday season. This visually stunning musical combines elegant costumes and scenery with singing, dancing, conniving step relatives, and resourceful fairy folk. January 17th through February 2nd, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. 15-year-old Christopher has an extraordinary brain. He is exceptionally intelligent but ill-equipped to interpret everyday life. When he falls under suspicion for killing his neighbor's dog, he sets out to identify the true culprit, which leads to an earth-shattering discovery and a journey that will change his life forever. And there is a sensory-friendly performance of The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime on February 9th. Continuing with the 2019-2020 calendar for Raleigh Little Theater, February 14th through the 23rd, Seussical Jr., the nefarious Cat in the Hat, narrates the story of Horton the Elephant, who discovers a speck of dust containing tiny people called the Whos. Horton must protect the Whos from a world of naysayers and dangers, and he must also guard an abandoned egg that's been left in his care by the irresponsible Maisie LaBird. The powers of friendship, loyalty, family, and community are challenged, but ultimately emerge triumphantly. And there is a sensory-friendly performance of Seussical Jr. on February 29th. March 20th through April 5th, it's The Jungle Book. Mowgli grows up believing he's as fierce a wolf as any of the members of his pack. When he learns he is actually a human, he must discover how to reconcile these very different identities. In this action-packed adaptation of the classic adventure story, Mowgli must decide whether to remain with the pack or return to the human world from which he was born. And there is a sensory-friendly performance of The Jungle Book on April 4th. April 10th through the 26th is A Raisin in the Sun. Walker Lee Younger hopes to use his father's life insurance money to open a liquor store with two partners. His mother, with the support of Walter's pragmatic wife Ruth and independent sister Benita, instead uses part of the money as a down payment on a house in an all-white neighborhood. Family tensions and prejudice they face form this seminal American drama. The Younger family's heroic struggle to retain dignity in a harsh and changing world is a searing and timeless document of hope and inspiration. Saturday and Sunday, May 16 and 17, Raleigh Symphony Orchestra Spring Concert, again at Stevenson Amphitheater at 3. June 5th through the 21st, the final event on the season for 2019-2020, You're in Town, the Musical. In a not-so-distant future, a terrible water shortage caused by a 20-year drought has led to a government-enforced ban on private toilets. The citizens must use public amenities regulated by a single malevolent company that profits by charging admission for one of humanity's most basic needs. Amid the people, a hero decides that he's had enough, and plans a revolution to lead them all to freedom. That's June 5th through the 21st, and that is the 2019-2020 season at Raleigh Little Theater. Moving on to Durham, we check out the schedule for Carolina Theater. Of course, it's on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 p.m. unless noted. Wednesday and Thursday, July 10th and 11th, it's Rennie Harris Funkified, a multimedia work that celebrates funk music and street dance of the 1970s, set against the landscape of video montage of African-American communities of that era. Performance is part of the American Dance Festival. Monday, July 15th at Carolina Theater, Lela James. Lela James has already conquered the R&B world after releasing 6 critically acclaimed albums, hitting number 1 on Billboard's Top 10 Hip Hop and R&B Artists to Watch charts with her smash hit, Don't Want You Back. Wednesday, July 17, Trey Anastasio, Between Me and My Mind, Fletcher Hall Film Event, a one night only. A few minutes into his intimate look at the creative process of founding Phish guitarist and vocalist Trey Anastasio, it is clear that he is exploding with his unique brand of songwriting and creativity. This event starts at 7:30. Saturday, July 20th, 85 South Show Live. The last few years, the 85 South Show has been shaking up the podcasting scene with improvs and freestyles by some of the fastest rising comedic talent from the South, D.C., Young Fly, Carlos Miller, and Chico Bean. It's always one heck of a show. Shows are at 7 and 10 on Saturday, July 20th. Tuesday, July 23rd, the Bacon Brothers at Carolina Theater. Most people would agree that there's nothing stronger, more durable, and occasionally even more volatile than the bond between brothers. Just ask the Bacon Brothers, Kevin and Michael. Never content to be typecast, they're fiercely devoted to the cause of making music, undeterred by fame, fortune, or the pitfalls that frequently obstruct the path to success. Wednesday, July 24th, it's Merge 30. Durham's own Merge Records is celebrating 30 years of independent music in 2019. Every 5 years, Merge Records celebrates its birthday with a multi-day music festival. And this summer's event, which has been dubbed Merge 30, is shaping up to be one of the best efforts ever. On July 24th, Duke Performances and the Carolina Theater will present a very special evening of music with the Mountain Goats, His Golden Messenger, and special guest H.C. McIntyre. Concert starts at 7:30. Thursday, August 1st, 9th Annual Grateful Dead Meetup at the Movies. There are shows at 7 and 9:30. Tuesday, August 13th, an evening with David Crosby. Wednesday, August 14th, Mutlu. The performance is at the Pinhook in downtown Durham. Wednesday, August 14th, Gavin DeGraw. Friday, August 23rd, a solo acoustic evening with Richard Marx. Saturday, August 24th, an evening with Robert Cray. Friday, September 6th, it's a Three Dog Night. Saturday, September 7th, Leo Dan in concert. And Thursday, September 19th, it's the always favorite Judy Collins. Friday, September 20th, Nate Bargatze. Sunday, September 22nd, it's the Mavericks. Okay, Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. July 10th through the 21st, I Am My Own Wife. This is a Theater Raleigh event at Kennedy Theater. It's based on the true story of Charlotte Van Malsdorf, a real-life German transvestite who managed to survive both the Nazi onslaught and the repressive East German regime. Saturday, July 13th, Duke Energy Center, Together is Better Than One, featuring Andre Tavares' band. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater at 8:30. Monday, July 15th, Glenn Miller Orchestra. This is at Maimandi Concert Hall at 7. July 23rd through the 28th, it's Annie Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, July 27th, Summer Intensive. This is from Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. There are performances at 2 and 7:30. Sunday, August 4th, Naha Kakkar, live in concert, Maimandi Concert Hall. August 7th through the 18th, the Bridges of Madison County. This is Kennedy Theater. Saturday, August 17th, the 12th Annual Carolina Music Awards. The focus of the awards is to recognize Carolina artists in rock, hip-hop, youth, bluegrass, Americana, country, and R&B. This is held at Fletcher Opera Theater. It all starts at 8. Saturday, August 24th, an R-rated magic show, and this is at Fletcher Opera Theater at 8. Saturday, August 31st, Giordano in concert. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. The Scottsboro Boys, Theater Raleigh event, September 4th through the 15th, held at Kennedy Theater. September 12th through the 29th, Rubies. This is a Carolina Ballet event, Fletcher Opera Theater. And Friday and Saturday, September 20th and 21st, Concerto for Two Pianos, Maimandi Concert Hall, 8 o'clock both nights. Okay, let's move on to the Durham Performing Arts Center, also known, of course, as DPAC. Tuesday, July 9th, John Leguizamo, Latin History for Morons. Friday, July 19th, How Did They Get This Made Live? Tuesday, August 6th, Ringo Starr and his All-Star Band. Friday, August 9th, Arrival from Sweden, the music of ABBA. Saturday, August 10th, Get the Lead Out, World's Greatest Led Zeppelin Tribute. Sunday, August 18th, Game Grumps Live. This is called The Final Party. Wednesday, August 21st, Gladys Knight. A portion of the proceeds will benefit the Heritage Center. Friday, August 23rd, it's The Temptations and Four Tops. Saturday, September 7th, it is the Indigo Girls. And Tuesday, September 10th, Buddy Guy. Also, keep in mind that Hamilton is returning to the DPAC, but we don't know when yet. It's returned to Durham Performing Arts Center in 2020 or maybe even 2021. The National Touring Company of Hamilton will stage a production during DPAC's 2020-21 season. The dates have not yet been set. All right, Good Nights Comedy Club. Let's go check out a couple of places for some laughs. Good Nights, of course, on West Morgan Street in Raleigh, Thursday through Saturday, July 11th through the 13th. It is D.C. Curry. Don D.C. Curry is a certified comedy heavyweight, a master of comedic timing and delivery. Curry continues to be versatile and relevant with two Comedian of the Year awards in his pockets. He can be found cracking jokes in movies, TV appearances, and through his numerous comedy specials and tours. Thursday through Saturday, July 18th through the 20th at Goodnight's Comedy Club, J.P. Sears. Sears has made a name for himself poking fun at New Age culture and popular modern-day hippie topics. Friday through Sunday, July 26th through the 28th, D.L. Hughley. Hughley can light up a stage like no other, known for being politically savvy and true comedian style. Hughley dives headfirst into hot-button controversial topics with insightfully sharp observations and his signature rapid-fire jokes. Thursday through Saturday, August 1st through the 3rd at Good Nights, Mark Maron. For over 30 years, Mark has been writing and performing comedy for print, stage, radio, online, and television. Best known for his hit landmark podcast, WTF, with Mark Maron. Friday and Saturday, August 2nd and 3rd, it's Chip Chantry. Thursday through Saturday, August 8th through the 10th, Chris Hardwick. Wednesday, August 14th, Allie Clayton and Calvin Evans. Friday and Saturday, August 16 and 17, Guy Tory. Thursday through Saturday, August 22nd through the 24th, Tim Dillon. And Thursday through Sunday, August 29th through September 1st, it's Tony Rock. And we want to make sure we note that all shows are 18 plus. Moving on to Raleigh Improv on Parkside Main Street, Cary. Wednesday, July 10th, Deck the Hallmark podcast. Friday through Sunday, July 12th through the 14th, Dion Cole, an Emmy-nominated actor and comedian. Dion is one of the most in-demand talents in Hollywood. Simultaneously gracing our screens as Charlie on ABC's Black-ish and ABC Family's Grown-ish. Detective Daniel D.J. Tanner on the TBS comedy Angie Tribeca, and the host of BET's game show Face Value. Friday through Sunday, July 19th through the 21st, Nicole Byer. Nicole is an actress, comedian, and writer, and she hosts the baking show Nailed It, currently streaming on Netflix, and has a sitcom loosely based on her life streaming on Facebook Watch called Loosely Exactly Nicole. Friday and Saturday, July 26th and 27th, it's Pauly Shore. Friday and Saturday, August 2nd and 3rd, Eddie Griffin. Friday through Sunday, August 9th through the 11th, Andrew Dice Clay. Friday and Saturday, August 16 and 17, Cheryl Underwood from the CBS daytime talk show, The Talk. Friday through Sunday, August 23rd through the 25th, Deray Davis from Barbershop and 21 Jump Street. And Friday through Sunday, August 30th through September 1st, Craig Robinson from the Hot Tub Time Machine and The Office. Checking out the music clubs in Raleigh, Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street, Wednesday, July 10th. The New Master Sounds at 8 o'clock, Friday, July 12th. Fish at Alpine Valley, Night 1 webcast, that starts at 8. Saturday, July 13th, Grass is Dead and Songs from the Road Band, that starts at 9. Sunday, July 14th, Yellow Man at 8:30. Tuesday, July 16th, Charlie Crockett at 9. Thursday, July 18th, Doom Flamingo at 11:30. Friday, July 19th, Interstellar Overdrive, A Saucer Full of Pink Floyd with Eyeball. That starts at 8:30. Saturday, July 20th, Long Beach Dub All-Stars with Agrolites and Mike Pinto, starting at 8:30. Sunday, July 21st, the Afton Music Showcase, featuring Electromanic, Maestrox Musics, Mark DiPrimo, Air Crash Detectives, Keith LeGlue, the Gypsy Mystics, and the Oceanfront Band. That starts at 6:30. Saturday, July 27th, Dirty Logic, tribute to Steely Dan, starts at 9. Friday, August 2nd, Cosmic Charlie at 9. Saturday, August 3rd, Benny the Butcher with Adam Bomb, Capri, C's Peso, and the Buffet Boys, and that starts at 9. Moving over to the Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Wednesday, July 10th, Bumpin' Uglies with Treehouse. All shows, or rather most shows, start at 9, unless noted, of course. Thursday, July 11th, The New Aquarium, Julian Creech, Pritchett, and Stranded Bandits. Friday, July 12th, A Good Nature with Little Stranger and Bad Cameo. Saturday, July 13th, North Carolina Local Music's 12th Anniversary and Benefit for Interact. That starts at noon. Also on Saturday, July 13th, Andy Wood with Seth Rosenblum and Infinite Eye. Two events on Sunday, July 14th. First is the Day Party Series, Carl Cope and the Highlights with Curry Clayton at 2. And then Quiet Hollers with the Gone Ghosts, and that starts at 8. And finally, at the Ritz, the club is located at 2820 Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Most shows start at 8, unless noted. Friday, July 12th, Janessa and the Selena Experience at 7. Saturday, July 13th, Anne Berlin. Thursday, July 18th, Humphreys McGee at 7. Friday, July 19th, New School Reunion, White and Black Party. That starts at 10. Monday, July 22nd, Blue Face. Tuesday, July 23rd, Carly Rae Jepsen, The Dedicated Tour. Wednesday, July 24th, Tayana Taylor. Thursday, July 25th, Eric B. and Rakim. Friday, July 26th, Donna for Vegas. Saturday, July 27th, Gasoline Party at 10. Friday, August 2nd, WRDU Rockin' at the Ritz presents Trial by Fire. All right, note about Raleigh's Wide Open Bluegrass Festival. The event in downtown Raleigh will now offer free admission to its main stage shows at Red Hat Theater. The IBMA has held its annual music festival, conference, and awards ceremony in Raleigh since 2013. Much of the festival is free, with dozens of acts performing on multiple stages throughout downtown Raleigh. But this fall, they've announced that Red Hat shows also will be free general admission to attend. There will still be ticketed sections for the show, $70 for non-IBMA members, and members receive a $10 discount. Free seats will be on a limited basis and cannot be reserved. This year's Wide Open Bluegrass is September 24th through the 28th. And a reminder once again about Pullen Park's Holiday Express train. Tickets for the popular Christmas event go on sale at the end of July. The Pullen Park Holiday Express, residents who've been here for a while know that it's more than a little difficult to score tickets. So mark your calendar, July 30th, and you're going to have to get up early, 5:30. This year, the event is slated for December 4th through December 8th and December 11th through December 15th. The tickets will again be available through Eventbrite. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions about the program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.